From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A man who was discharged from the U.S. Air Force dishonorably opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers, wounding at least 20. There's yet another mass murder here in the U.S. on us using an assault weapon. Texas reporter Austin York on whether a motive has been established.
Why he chose this church, why he chose this community, why he did this at all, is still unclear.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
For these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We appreciate the first responders and what they've done to help respond to this challenge.
Sunday's Texas shooting follows a mass killing in Las Vegas on October 1st that took 58 lives. In remarks directed at Japanese business executives, President Trump today called on them to manufacture more in the U.S.
I know many of the leaders in this room have helped build Japan into the center for commerce and innovation that it is today, and I want to commend you for your incredible achievements.
President Trump on a two-week Asia visit in which he'll also visit South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. In Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at least seven people were killed in clashes between Congolese troops and followers of a renegade former officer. Army spokesman said the clashes began after police tried to disarm the former officer, who was fired from his post last week for serious breaches related to anti-fraud efforts at local mines. The officer, former rebel leader as well. This is VOA News.